has joined. Has joined.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We will be beginning momentarily. Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa. Dulachamin.
Has joined.
Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagbenu Aharenu Nora Ufreshayan Sintetnum Nagibor Dorshe Hutha Evavat Shamre Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Barhem Takarem Rachame Sitkatcha Tamid Gamlem Betet Resh Tzadi Tav Gimel Tassim Kadosh Biro Tuvcha Nael Adata Et Kuf Bet Tet Nunayan Yachid Geyeh Lamcha Pene Zokre Kiddushata Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tiyakatenu Yodeyata Lumo Shin Kuf Bav Tzadi Yud Tav. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation using the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohewahe, Adonai Yohewahe, El Rachum Vechanun, Erech Apayim Verav Chesed Ve'emet. Notzer chesed la'alafim, noseh avon v'afesha v'chata'a v'nake. We will now connect to the energy of certainty. By connecting to the Sulam commentary on the Zohar that comes from Parashat Yitro, it's known as Pasuk 29, and we will start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kud shabrichu ishkinte bidkilu urchimu udkilu udkilu urchimu le'akta l'shem yudhe bovavhe v'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah Lasok Torah mitzvah. Vayino amadunai Eloheinu aleinu maasei yadeinu karenei aleinu maasei yadeinu karenehu. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tane Nam Dekucha Berichu Koma Deaved Le'eila Witata Kolaihu Kishot Biovada Ikshot Belay lach mila bialma divaye bardash. Ledach ya le ya mila ya ulama.
Has joined.
Be ya kalana dehaku ovada. Big shout inun wicko lights to reef. Be alma. Please join me in connecting to the Ma meditation that we do between now and Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur. Yud, Yud, hey. Yud, hey, wow. Yud, hey, wow, hey. Yud, Yud, hey. Yud, hey, wow. Yud, hey, wow, hey. Yud, Yud, hey. Yud, hey, wow. Yud, hey, wow, hey. Yud, Yud, hey. Yud, hey, wow. Yud, hey, wow, hey. Yud, Yud, hey. Yud, hey, wow. Yud, hey, wow, hey. The eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach we say in a whisper. As you may have noticed, we're doing the opening routine a little differently than usual because I'm looking forward to a relatively short class and still cover the material. Due to right now, I'm trying to keep my eyes open. So our handout today can be found on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. In row 14, the second column from the left, that will open up to a landing page. And that landing page, scroll down to please go to the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in row 14, the second column from the left. And that link will open up to a landing page for the writings of the Ari and others. And if you scroll down to row 14, the second column from
has
the
joined.
Left, find the handout for tonight. I've gotten confused. If you open up the Ari landing page and then scroll down to Parashat Ekev, and within Parashat Ekev, scroll down to the class, Eating is a Divine Reflection. And we will start with the L'Shem Yichud. L'Shem Yichud Kud Shabarichu Ishkinte Bid Hilu Urchimu Ud Hilu Ud Hilu Urchimu. Leakta l'shem yudhe bovavhe, v'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael, limud Torah mitzvah, lasok Torah mitzvah, v'yihi noam Adonai elus enu al Adonai echad. Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Ushmo Echad. This is part one of the writings by the Ari, titled The Dinner Table's Divine Dimension. The Kabbalah teaches the secret meditations of washing one's fingers before grace. Proper attention to washing and reciting the blessings after a meal sensitizes the soul. In the portion of the Torah read this week, Moses gives the Jewish people the mitzvah to recite grace after meals. When you have eaten and are full, you shall bless your God. For the good land he has given you. There are many laws surrounding the proper performance of this mitzvah, and the Arizal discusses the mystical dimension of these laws in great detail. One of these laws is that of Maim Achronim, the water after the meal. Before reciting grace, the individual is required to rinse his fingertips. Know that the other side hovers over the table, as is described in the Zohar, and can gain control over an individual then more than it can at other times. As described in the Zohar, eating and drinking by their nature bolster a person's material orientation, thereby desensitizing him to the spiritual work and the experience of divinity. A person is thus, after eating his full, particularly susceptible to the power of evil. This is particularly true if he has eaten by himself, and there are not three to recite the grace together. For the invitation to recite grace drives away the other side. From there, as is mentioned in the Zohar regarding the incident of the young child, the invitation to recite grace weakens the power of evil present at the table. According to Jewish law, if there are three or more men or people have eaten bread together, they must recite grace at together. One of the party acts as the leader and formally invites the others to join him in reciting grace. By the way, grace is the Berkat Hamazon. In the Zohar, it is recounted that the young orphan son of Rabbi Hamuna the Elder possessed great spiritual perception and mystical knowledge of the Torah. One of the teachings he shared with his guests, who were two students of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, was that when the invitation to recite grace is recited, it weakens the power of evil present at the table. I'm adding that the young son is known as the Yanuka and is within the parasha of Balak in the Sulam commentary. The collective power of the three individual divine souls and the positive energy generated by their camaraderie overcomes the negative power of evil. This occurs, however, only when they consciously join their individual energies together to recite grace, that is to focus on the spiritual dimension of the meal, rather than simply the sensual pleasure of eating. Hence the power and importance of the invitation to recite grace. A person must therefore be very careful to have the proper intentions when rinsing his fingertips after the meal, in order that the other side not prosecute against him. Whenever a person succumbs to the temptation of evil, the sin he performs acts as a prosecutor against him at the heavenly court. For by giving in it this
has
gift
joined.
As known, the other side departs, leaving the person alone. In the beginning of the meal, it is just a guest, but if the individual does not recite grace with the proper intention, In concentration, it becomes the host and prosecutes against him. As we said, this is particularly true if one dines by himself, without the protection offered by the invitation to recite grace. If evil receives this minimal sustenance, it is satisfied. Rinsing the remains of the meal off the fingertips is seen as throwing the dog a bone. Evil possesses no intrinsic power. It derives its power solely by virtue of man's misdeeds. However, in the present order, it must be present to at least some minimal extent in order for there to be free choice. If evil receives the minimal sustenance, it is satisfied, and realizing that it has nothing more to expect from this meal, it departs. That's the end of this first part. Part two is a finger washing meditation. This is what you should meditate upon when rinsing the fingertips. The initials of the words for Achre Mayim Achronim, the afterwater, are Mem Aleph, as are the initial and final letters of the word for after, Achre, Achronim. The numerical value of Mem Aleph is 41. Align the first Mem Aleph with the 41 letters in the name Echieh when spelled out with the letter Yud, and the second Mem Aleph with the 41 letters in, in his name spelled out with the letter Aleph. The name Echieh, spelled Aleph Hey Yud Hey, can be spelled out either with Yuds or with Alephs. Two iterations of the spelling out process yield a total of 41 letters. In each case, 4 for the name itself and 10 for the first spelling out, and 27 for the spelling out of the spelling out. Echieh has 4 letters as follows, Aleph Hey Yud Hey. The first spelling out has 10 letters as follows, Aleph Lamed Pei Hey Yud, Vav Aleph Vav Hey Yud. The second spelling out has 27 letters as follows. By spelling out each of the 10 letters mentioned above leads to a total of 27 letters. Aleph Lamed Pei, Lamed Mem Dalet, Pei Aleph, Hey Yud, Yud Vav Dalet, Vav Aleph Vav, Aleph Lamed Dalet, Vav Aleph Vav, Hey Yud, Yud Vav Dalet. When the second spelling out changes from Yud to Hey, within the Hey's, the letters count does not change. Indeed, to remove and banish the other side from the table by means of these two sets of 41 so that it not take any more than its rightful portion. Meditate on this in the context of the form of your own hand. Meditate on this idea in the context of the form of your own hand as follows. Consider the 4 fingers of your right hand together and the thumb by itself. There are 10 letters associated with each finger and 1 associated with the thumb. This gives a total of 41 for the 41 letters of the name Echieh spelled out with the letter Yud. Following this same pattern with the 5 fingers of your left hand for the 41 letters of the name Echieh spelled out with the letter Aleph. Meditate thus as your fingers are pointed downward, as is known when rinsing the fingertips after the meal, one should point the fingers downward. I found in my notes another slightly different meditation, According to this, you should associate your right thumb with the four letters of the simple spelling of the name Echie. Since the thumb is the chief and the best finger, the letters of the name proper are associated with it. Then associate your other four fingers with the letters of the spelling out and the spelling out of the spelling out using the letter Yud. And associate as well the four letters of the name Echie and the 10 letters of the first spelling out, which is a total of 14 letters, with the 14 joints of the five fingers of your hand. In a similar fashion, associate the letters of the name Echie spelled out with the letter Aleph with the fingers of your left hand. Each of the four fingers has three joints, and the thumb has two. That's how we arrive at 14. According to the prayer book, with the commentary of Rabbi Chapsi of Rashko, here's a third recommended meditation. With the right hand, you have the thumb, then the Aleph, which is the Aleph Hey Yud Hey. And with the left hand, you have the thumb, which is the Aleph Hey Yud Hey. The first finger is using Aleph Lamed Pei for the Aleph. And the second iteration of Aleph, which is Lamed Pei on both hands. The second finger is Hey Yud, plus the second iteration of Hey Yud on both hands. The third finger, Yud Bav Dalet, plus the second iteration of Yud Bav Dalet on both hands. And the fourth finger is Hey Yud, plus two, the second iteration of Yud Hey on both hands. Based on this, you can understand the statement of our sages that washing the fingertips after the meal is an obligation, for the numerical value of the word for obligation in Hebrew, chova, is the same as that of the name Echie, 21. The mystical meaning of this statement is thus that when washing the fingertips after the meal, one must meditate on the name Echie, as we have said. Now, one should not make any interruption between rinsing the fingertips and reciting the grace after meals. Chaim Vital was once with his master, the Arizal, and someone came to me and said that he had been suffering from severe shoulder pains for 2 days. My master looked at him and said that this pain came from his having made an interruption between rinsing the fingertips and reciting grace after meals by studying a chapter of the Mishnah. He thus transgressed the instruction of our sages to proceed directly from the rinsing to the blessing. In so doing, he transmuted the word for directly. In Hebrew, tekef, spelled taf kaf peh, into the word for shoulder. In Hebrew, kaf katef, spelled kuf taf peh, and he felt the pain there. One must not make any interruption between the rinsing and the recital of grace. From this, we see that one must not make any interruption between the rinsing and the recital of grace. Even with words from the Torah, if one wishes to converse at his table in the Torah, as our sages have said, he should do so before the rinsing of the fingertips. By not allowing interruption between the rinsing of the fingertips and the recitation of grace, the individual demonstrates that they form one conceptual unit. That is, the spiritual meaning of the former is also that of the latter. Nonetheless, one should recite the following verses after rinsing the fingertips, before beginning the grace after meals. The entire Psalm 67, and then the verse, I will bless God at all times. The entire His praise is always in my mouth. The verse from Psalm 34. This is because the other side hovers over the table, as we have said, and it is called at all times, as in the verse, he must not come into the sanctuary at all times. The Torah commands that the high priest enter the Holy of Holies whenever he wants, at all times, but rather only on the day of Yom Kippur. In this context, the phrase at all times is seen as something that prevents one from entering the realm of holiness. Reciting the verse, I will bless God at all times, is thus seen as a formula that neutralizes the power of evil present at the table. On Yom Kippur, the evil that can potentially become empowered through the process of eating is not operative. It is interesting to note that on Yom Kippur, the one day when the Torah allows the high priest to enter the inner sanctum of the temple, is a total fast day. On this day, of course, the evil that can potentially become empowered through the process of eating is not operative. In order to remove the evil from there, from the table, one must recite. One must recite the invitation to recite grace. Bring us the goblet and we will bless, as is stated in the story of the young child in the Zohar. We therefore recite the verse, I will bless God at all times. In case a person is eating by himself and cannot say, bring us and we will bless, one should then say, ultimately all is known. Fear God and observe his mitzvot, for this is the whole purpose of man. And one should say, my mouth will utter the praise of God, and least all flesh praise his holy name forever. And we will bless Hashem from now to all eternity. Praise God. And he said to me, this is the table that is before God. Only then should he commence the grace after meals. And that is the completion of this reading. And that is the completion of our class for tonight. Does anybody have any questions?
Hello. What were the two Psalms? 67 and 30 what?
34, but in 34 you're only saying verse 2.
Okay. Thank you.
But if you use the bencher, that's literally what is being said in the Zimun, which is the invitation to pray. So it's already covered there, but you now have a deeper understanding of it because of what we just read.
Right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Any other questions or comments or thoughts? Well, we have a class. Go ahead.
I wondered if you could repeat that, what you're on this evening, the revealed wisdom.
Bernice, I'm not sure what you're asking.
I came in late, so I didn't get the section that you were at.
You want to know where the handout is?
We're talking about the washing of hands and all of that. So, but you had mentioned that the revealed wisdom it was on the section such and such, and I didn't get that.
Okay. The revealed wisdom matrix. Section 14, row 14, the left column, second column from the left. When that landing, when the landing page opens up, scroll down to the parasha of Akef.
E-K-E-V.
E-K-E-V. Right. And then when you find that, you're looking for the title, which is Eating is a Divine Reflection. So you click on that link, Eating is a Divine Reflection. And then you'll find the handout.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So does anybody have any questions or comments or thoughts? You all have a beautiful evening. Shalom Gadol to everyone.
Shalom Gadol.
Shalom Gadol. Good night.
Thank you all.
Thank you.